Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey guys, this is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up, it's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you're watching Going In Raw. You like that?
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you'll be listening to right here, youtube.com/Steven Larson, available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, the little notify bell next to it on YouTube. If you're listening to us on podcast apps, be sure to leave a rating or a review. If you're on CastBox, the CastBox app is a fantastic app that we now have a partnership with.
Yes.
Please check it out.
Please.
Leave a little comment, and then one of us will get in there in our little Going In Raw profile, and we'll maybe respond to it.
With, thanks, friendo.
Thanks, friendo. I wish that there was, I don't know if we could do emojis in the comment section on CastBox.
I don't know either.
Because we could do a thumbs up.
Oh, yeah.
Or a too sweet.
Well, I'd be doing a thumbs up.
You could do, maybe there's like, I think there's a handshake emoji, maybe. And then I'll do a too sweet. So you know who's saying thanks, friendo.
Who's saying whom?
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 Whom? Is it him? No, who?
Who is saying what? That's
anyways,
what I'm trying to say.
We're also available at Patreon, patreon.com/Steven Larson. It's a fantastic way to, you know, support Going In Raw.
Yes.
Via money.
Yeah.
And in exchange for money,
you get goods and services.
You get goods and services. That's the very definition of
capitalism.
Capitalism. Yeah, exactly. And in fact, here's one of those goods you might get at the $20. For one $20 pledge.
One.
Kick us $20.
Single one.
You get Friendo Care Package. Look at that.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. We get a comic book there on the left-hand side. Steve Larson and then the old Going In Raw logo stickers.
Yeah.
And then
are we going to get new stickers made?
Yes. But this is the OG Friendo Care Package, so this
yes.
will always remain the same.
Gotcha.
This is perpetual. I just had to order 100 new comic
sense.
Books.
That makes sense.
But no, there is going to be another Friendo Care Package coming up that's going to be for sale on a merchandise site that we're setting up currently.
Yes.
That's very exciting. Because you need to diversify your A-look. Man, a lot of people out there, they say, I get my DMs. They slide into my DMs and they say, hey, Steve, how do you have advice for making podcast?
Diversify your revenue streams.
Exactly. Look, here's the thing, man. You just start, you do it because you love it, but if you can make money doing it,
all the better.
It's the American way.
Yep.
Right? And so, diversification of revenue streams is vital.
Man, we sound really corporate right now.
I know, man. It's great. Anyways, we're also available at prowrestlingtees.com/Going In Raw. We got a bunch of great designs over there, including the new Going In Raw logo. I put up a poll not too long ago before we get into this massive superstar shakeup edition.
Oh, massive.
Raw. Yeah, huge. Way too many people.
Yeah, a lot more than I thought.
It was far more shakeups.
I'm actually going through and making note of all
shakeups
who changed
yeah.
brands. And it's a lot.
So we've been getting questions about, because I look, you know, if I happen to look at like, you know, one of the pre-office episodes of Going In Raw
uh-huh.
from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And there's all that stuff back here. Now, I personally love this right here, our authentic brick wall.
Yeah.
One thing I definitely want to do is get new fuzzy things, these little
microscreens. Yeah, I know, you mentioned that before.
Especially, yours looks like somebody wiped their butt on it.
Yeah, it's been a little dirty for a while.
It's got a weird dirt crap stain on it.
I don't know how that happened.
I did. I wiped my butt on it. So we're going to get new ones of those.
It's rude.
What colors should we get? Black? Or red and
no,
then,
I like the colorful ones.
You like okay, you
but like I like this. Having different colors so that way we know which whose mic is who.
Oh no, I'm
so
not
we
changing that.
Mics.
Yeah, no, I agree with
so
that.
We should do red and yellow. Oh no, red and blue or
okay.
red and green.
Okay, all right, I like it. That's good.
So it matches with the color scheme back there.
Okay, that works. But you know, then the question you know opens up because we've had a bunch of people send us stuff. I forgot to go by the PO box today. I was going to do that. We got people saying, hey, you know, I kind of like all the Friendo submissions that you put up on your wall before. And I do too, but I also really like how clean this looks.
Here, here's what we can do. So we have this set. This could stay clean. We have that set for the streaming.
Yeah.
That can have stuff on it. Also, our streaming set in the other room over here for pay-per-view streaming, we can do something over there too.
We want to put like a backdrop?
We can figure something out.
Okay. All right.
but this is our core programming. We're not going to put stuff up.
I mean, that's open for discussion.
Yeah, I know. Okay, here's one suggestion that I think is terrible, but would be hilarious. Because here's the thing. People probably know this by now. You're a bit of a...
minimalist.
Yeah, clean freak.
Yeah.
Kind of. And so some people were saying, because I'm obviously the more sensory overload guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, like, if you guys, if we could turn the camera around.
Look at our computers. Here's mine.
This is like the, yeah, exactly.
Nothing.
Yeah, perfect example.
Look
yeah.
at Steve's.
I didn't even put a shell on this. I literally just started loading stickers on the laptop
yeah,
itself.
Yeah, see.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
So we draw a line down here, down
yeah.
the middle, right?
Yeah.
And load up my side and keep your side clean.
I just want one picture of Lex Luger on my side.
Oh, I can, there you go. Okay, first order of business, a picture of Lex Luger. Do you have a preference?
Just, yeah, this one.
Okay, all
right. That one. Right over my shoulder here.
Okay. All right. No, we can take care of that.
That's all I want.
I'll do that. We'll do that.
And you can have whatever you want.
And then I got to figure out
what
I want.
You can have all the great stuff the friendos send us over on your side. That's great. I just want one picture of Lex Luger over my shoulder.
No, I can't do that. It's going to mess with everybody's like equilibrium. It'd be so weird if I'm just living in filth here.
That's true.
And then you're living in a back alley with a brick wall. I don't like any of it. It's all bad. I don't like making decisions. Because here's the problem. I put up a poll about that.
Oh, it was all 50-50. Yeah.
Literally, it was split. After like 1,000 votes, it was 50-50.
Yeah.
That's an impossible. That's.
I think.
That's so random.
Once
that's
we
so
establish,
not random.
We've established this, once people get comfortable and used to it, then everybody would be cool with it. Yeah, but we still have to find an outlet. Because a lot of people send us a lot of great stuff.
I
we
know.
Need to find a place to put that.
No,
I agree.
And
we have
like
that whole
idea.
Wall over there, all those walls, two walls to fill with stuff for our gaming stream. And then
yeah,
we can figure something out
yeah,
for the other stream.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
we can get everything.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll
we
see.
Can do it all.
We'll see. Maybe we'll come up with a new show to broadcast in front of.
We should
Matt
do
Chat. We should do Matt Chat because that's like...
We should do something where we're sitting on at a respective desk and just cut back and forth.
Okay.
That'd be short form though.
We're going to... Oh, by the way. Oh, I was mentioning this off camera by summer of 2019. Because when I told... You know, when Monica, my sister, she's getting married, they're going to do it in Scotland.
Yeah.
And so I'll be going to Scotland next year.
Uh-huh.
And then Lacey said, we should go for a month.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, that is a very long time. And I'm so down for that. But at the same time, that's a very long time. We might have to like ship Ulysses or Karen, somebody up here.
Yeah.
For that month.
Yeah, we'll work
on it.
To
do the recaps
at
least.
We got a year to work on it.
We have a year to worry about that. I'm thinking like, what we'll get an employee by like 2019.
Hilton. I've helped him do it.
Well, here's the thing, dude. If we get an employee, we're gonna have to pay them like, you know, not great money.
No, I'm not suggesting.
And Hilton makes decent changes.
I'm not suggesting Hilton be the employee. I'm saying Hilton could sit in for that month.
Yeah, but it's like every day, or it's like 3 days a week.
Yeah, I'm over that.
Yeah,
and the season will be over. It's during the summer.
Okay, we're gonna pay him, right?
Well, we can talk about that.
80% of people don't
it's
even think
it's going to cost enough money to materialize him out of nothingness.
80% of people don't even
so,
think he exists.
I mean, you have to start getting.
So he's like a weird science scenario, is
yeah,
what
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
What magazine, like, so like Kelly LeBrock was formed in that movie
yeah.
from like a bunch of really cool magazine pictures.
Yeah.
What magazines would be Hilton?
Well, is there like a serial periodical?
is there a newspaper for mashed potatoes?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it'd be like some sort of Chicago Bears program.
Well, or like a Brian Urlacher
yeah,
trading
yeah,
card.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
A mashed potato newspaper. A cereal publication. All right, let's talk about Raw.
Raw.
Because, yeah, man.
There's
this
a lot
was,
going on.
There was a lot going on. Like, it was a fantastic episode because
yeah,
there was
fun.
So much going on.
Yeah, it's usually when there's stuff going on, it makes Raw fun. So the
exactly.
show kicked off with Kurt Angle coming out saying, hey, it's Superstar Shake-Up time.
Yeah.
He was interrupted by Sunil Singh.
Mm-hmm.
He introduces yeah. Jinder Mahal.
Mm-hmm.
Jinder and the Singh brothers are now on Raw.
Correct.
Jinder comes out in his ring gear. I don't know why, because he said he wasn't prepared to have a match, yet he was.
Bad move on his part.
Yes. Anyways, Jinder drops a promo saying, I'm here now. I want all the perks and benefits you give to your other champion, Brock Lesnar.
Right, yeah.
He says, why did you send me in here in an SUV? I need a limousine with a caravan.
Yeah.
With a police escort or something
I
like that.
I love Jinder.
Oh, it was great.
Not sure how great this Raw trade is going to work out for him, though, as we see later
yeah,
on
no.
the episode.
Well, not much later on. Anyways, Kurt says, well, you know, Jinder, if you want to, it's weird because Jinder asks for all the perks that Brock gets. And Kurt says, we handle all our business here on Raw in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Brock doesn't handle any of his, he doesn't
belt
it on.
He doesn't handle anything in the ring. Yeah.
Anyways. So Kurt essentially makes Jinder have an open challenge.
Yeah.
And the person who comes out is Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have Jeff Hardy versus Jinder Mahal for the U.S. title.
Fun match, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
And they let it go for a while.
Yeah.
Jeff Hardy ended up winning with a senton bomb. Twist of fate.
Twist of fate
followed
swanton.
By swanton bomb. Yeah, that's what they called it. He's the new United States champion. So he's the new mid-card champion.
Mm-hmm. What are the odds he goes to SmackDown?
It's I think, a toss-up between him and Seth. I don't know.
I kind of feel like it's going to be Jeff Hardy. They really made a point before the main event that
I just realized
Seth wants to stay on Raw. And last year they did that with AJ, and AJ stayed on SmackDown.
Here's the thing, though. Later on in the episode, The Miz went to SmackDown. They're not going to wait another year to give him his whatever record it is for the IC title.
Oh, that's true.
So I'm pretty sure it's going to be Seth.
It's going to be two of the three.
And it won't interrupt the backlash rematch if they send Seth over there with the IC title.
No, and nor will it. Well, here's the thing. I feel like it's going to be two of the three of these people. Jeff Hardy, Seth Rollins, Finn Balor.
Finn Balor, yeah.
Two of those three are going to SmackDown.
You think it's
going to
be two? Okay.
Two of the three, yeah.
Well, it can't be Seth and Jeff Hardy.
No.
That can't happen.
So it's either Jeff and Finn or Seth and Finn.
See, here's my thing. I don't think Finn's going because Finn is a master of like swerving. Like on social media, he's all about swerving people.
I'm aware of that.
Rusev more so, but Finn. I'm surprised Rusev didn't go to Raw.
Well, I mean, Rusev hardly ever goes over.
I'm surprised he didn't make the leap to Raw. No, because so Finn wore blue last night.
Yeah.
Which everybody's saying, ooh, but no, I think that's just Finn being Finn.
Maybe it was like a double swerve. Like he wears that knowing people will think
that.
Yeah,
that could be.
But also knowing people know that he trolls a lot, but then he wore that thinking people would think, oh, this is just Finn messing with people.
Yeah.
But in fact,
nah,
it was foreshadowing.
He's already three steps ahead. It's a triple swerve.
It could be.
Knowing that people know and knowing that people will know they know.
So he did anyway. So the people who know that he knows will be swerved by that.
Where are we at that point? Staying or leaving? I don't know. Okay. All right. So he stays.
Unless he went for the quad, four swerve.
Because here's the thing. I also kind of throw some cold water on the idea that the three people who are in that IC title match at Mania are all just going to end up on the same. That's not much of a shakeup. It's just the same division.
Well, half of the people that are involved in the U.S. title scene got shipped over to Raw last night, and Bob Roode and Jinder Mahal.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's true. I mean,
it's entirely possible.
Yeah. So they can send one and a half. They can send Seth and then half of Finn Balor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it's going to be Seth because I don't think they're going to keep Miz away from that IC title very long. So I think it'll probably be Seth and
Finn.
No, I think it's going to be Seth and like Elias. I think Elias is going to go over. I think he's going to go to SmackDown. Look, we can take a look at the Raw roster. There's going to be a lot of people. 19 people went over.
Yeah.
So anyways, Jeff Hardy walked away with the United States Championship. So that was fun.
Yeah. Afterwards backstage, Jinder Mahal gave an interview.
Here's another reason I don't think it's going to be Jeff Hardy. Because I think they're going to keep him around just in case they want to put him back with Matt. Although I know they're doing their own thing with Matt right now, and it's working out really well. But
yeah.
I kind of feel like they're going to want to leave that option open, maybe.
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 But they can always worry about that down the line.
Yeah.
Should anything happen.
Yeah.
I think to a certain extent, too, it seems like Vince is intent on giving Jeff a solo push and keeping Matt and Bray as a team.
Yeah.
And if that's the plan going forward, then why not send Jeff to SmackDown?
Yeah, you could be right about
to
that.
To bolster their singles division.
Backstage, Renee Young was interviewing Jinder Mahal, who obviously was very upset. Like you said before, he said
he wasn't prepared. He hadn't even warmed up yet. He was in his ring gear.
Well, you got to stretch beforehand.
Yeah, I know, but why are you walking out just to deliver a promo in your ring gear when normally Jinder, if he's just going to deliver a promo...
He wears the best suits.
He comes out in a fantastic suit.
He looks amazing in those suits.
Oh, yeah.
No, I agree with you. Mahal is going to invoke his rematch clause at the largest Royal Rumble event. We're going to have our own largest Royal Rumble event here. Are we going to precede it with the... No, we're not going to precede it with anything.
No, it's at 9 in the morning. It's early.
Yeah.
We're going to precede it with donuts, croissants, and coffee.
Are we going to finish it with another Minoru Suzuki Open Challenge? The second annual Minoru Suzuki Open Challenge?
I might have something to do later that afternoon, so I'm going to say right now, no.
Anyways, moving on. During Jinder Mahal's interview, like probably like midway through. I think they kind of jumped the gun on it. No Way Jose's music just started playing.
Yeah, I thought that was like he had a match next. And
I know,
kind
me
of
too.
Did something wrong in production.
Jinder kept on talking though.
I know.
He like went on forever and you could hardly hear Jinder. You could just hear No Way Jose's music.
I know, but it wasn't a situation where No Way was making his way to ringside for a match. He was just backstage and his music was blaring. Not through some sort of boombox or Bluetooth speaker,
right.
But seemingly through whatever the PA was in the arena.
Right. He's got friends in the truck, man.
I guess so. Yeah. So he was having a fiesta himself, some fellow revelers.
Yeah.
He walks up to Renee and he says,
"Hey, man. Hey, man."
Said, "Why don't you smile?
You should smile. When I'm feeling bad, I just said, no way."
I'll be honest, dude. I am 100%. 1,000% with, I think, who hates Noah? Is it Ulysses that hates Noah Jose? I'm 100,000% with him. I can't stand him. I'm so anti-Noah Jose. His character comes off like a dullard.
Hey, man. You know what happens when he's like Bobcat.
I know. I was about to say that earlier.
You know what happens when life gets me down, man?
I say no way.
Oh, I'm not huge on No Way Jose. But
anyways,
saying that makes me laugh.
He gets Renee Young involved in his fiesta. Off they go.
They should get really dark with No Way Jose. Like, do you remember before they turned the New Day heel and people just hated him for being like, I'm sorry. They were, yeah. It was really before they turned him heel, but they were trying to do the power of positivity thing. And they said something like, it was our first clue that they were going to turn heel. I think it was Big E said something like, while they were doing their big spiel, said something like, because if we don't have positivity in our lives, things are going to get really dark or something like that. That's how they should go with No Way Jose.
Yeah.
Because otherwise the party gimmick doesn't work.
Has to party to keep the demons away.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They told me I couldn't kill people anymore. You know.
Yeah. And like every once in a while when you can't party.
I used to hurt animals.
Things get that's probably a bit too much for a PG product.
But you would think. I'm just saying.
At least you can get like violent in the ring.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways,
I used to stomp on puppies.
Oh my goodness.
Whoa, next, Jose.
I was kind of surprised this happened at this point in the show and not the main event, but given the outcome at the end, it wasn't so surprising. Bayley versus Sasha Banks.
Yeah, this was shaping up to be a really fun match. I mean, there was one little botch area where
Bayley slipped off the middle rope.
But otherwise, I love when two people mid-match just resort to punching the crap out of each other.
Yeah, man.
And that really gets the crowd into it.
Yeah.
And that's what they started doing. I really like this. And yeah, I was actually kind of surprised that they just used this. I think probably because the Riot Squad is in such a hole.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like they really need to like, and I'm glad they're on Raw because I really like Ruby Riot. I think Sarah Logan has a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm.
I'm whatever on Liv Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
She's designed well.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Like she had
her packaging's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Her packaging is fantastic. And I love that she had a blue tongue.
Yeah. I thought I was unsure.
That was great.
Like, did she just have like a lollipop backstage?
There's gotta be some crap that you can do to do that.
I mean, like some candy if you eat it. It'll...
Oh yeah. No, you can do that. I'm just saying there's probably something specifically
maybe
for that costume.
I guess George
effect.
The Animal Steel used to have a green tongue.
Right, exactly.
And, I don't know. He didn't seem like a guy that would take like a green apple blow pop and have that before he went out.
You gotta do what you gotta do, man.
No, I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Riot Squad comes out, attacks both Sasha and Bayley while Sasha has Bayley the bake statement.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, well, there's now two factions in the women's division on Raw. We have Riot Squad. They're staying, obviously. Seems like Absolution's gonna stay so they can do a thing with Natalya and Ronda Rousey.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be some sort of tag match
at
Backlash and leading to some sort of singles match between Ronda and Sonya Deville at some point before Natalya eventually turns on Ronda Rousey and they have a feud.
That would have been a fantastic first one for Ronda Rousey. I feel like Ronda needed sort of a veteran. If the scenario you're saying is true, I kind of feel like somebody like Natalya would have been a perfect first match. First singles program.
Yeah, well, it might end up being her first real singles program.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like where you have this... I mean, obviously, they're going to have a
tag
match.
If she's in there with Sonya Deville, I kind of feel like she might squash her.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I mean, she kind of did last night.
Right, yeah, exactly. So if they actually have a match, they might do that. So, yeah, I don't know. That'll be kind of interesting. Big pop for... Oh, we're not there yet, are we?
No,
we're not there yet. Okay.
Next, we had Slater and Rhino.
Oh, so wait a second. Hold on a second.
What?
This Bayley versus Sasha Banks thing. I don't know. I mean, one of them, I think we both agree, one of them is going to...
I said Bayley, you said Sasha.
Yeah, Bailey makes much more sense, especially since Charlotte didn't come over. I mean, we've seen Charlotte versus Sasha Banks. That was like the biggest feud of 2015 or 16.
Yeah. Also, I feel like Sasha's more established on Raw, whereas Bailey, not so much.
That could be. No, I think you're probably right. I mean, I can't go back on my predictions now, but we can redo our predictions, I guess.
No, they're already done.
They're already done?
Yeah.
We're not going to update them given what happened last night?
No, that's not the point of doing predictions.
But we didn't do like a whole lot of... There's a lot of people.
I wasn't expecting 19 people to switch
brands.
You know
what, man? At the end of this, end of our recap.
We can predict some people going to SmackDown.
I'm
going to
predict fine.
Them all. All 19.
All of them. All
they're 19. Not getting 19. They're getting like 7.
No way. You're probably right. You're probably right. Anyways.
Next, Heath Slater and Rhino took on Authors of Pain. I guess they challenged them to a match. That was a story I got. Slater and Rhino dropped a brief promo, but the outcome was the same.
No, there was a big thing here, though, that really pissed me off.
What?
The words on the screen.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Slater and Rhino's promo. They had words on the screen.
Didn't notice.
Oh, my God. I was infuriated. Why is that shit seeping over from SmackDown to Raw?
It's been on Raw before. During the iPhone promos.
During the iPhone promos. This is a normal promo.
How did I not notice that?
I don't know. It was there. Really annoyed me. Very upset with that.
I didn't
that.
Notice at all.
Because I hadn't noticed it on Raw in a little while. And I feel like for the... Well, no. Braun had him.
Braun. Yeah, they've had him in the iPhone promos before on Raw.
All right. Yeah, you're right.
It was a picture-in-picture thing, right? Or were they in the ring?
No, it was full size. It was a full screen thing. Yeah. Might have been during their entrance. I'm not sure about that, but it was a full screen thing. Yeah. Right, that'd be weird. They did a picture.
No, they got a jobber entrance. They were in the ring. They didn't get an entrance.
All right. Well, they did that. Yeah. Okay. That'd be weird if they did a picture in picture with the words on the screen.
Like yeah. Little that'd tiny be words. Way too much to process.
That doesn't make any sense. Like, I've got a big TV. I could figure it out. But if I'm looking at my phone, I'd be like, what the?
Yeah, I know. Anyways, Akam pins Rhino after last chapter, get the win for Authors of Pain.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm not sure where I stand on this, so I'll defer to you. This was kind of too long of a match, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was.
Slater and Rhino should not have put up that much of a fight, right?
Yeah, next to zero.
Okay. I'm making sure that I know where I should stand.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I agree with
you. I mean,
you.
Like, how long was the match last week? It should have been half as long this week.
Right.
Like Slater and Rhino come out and issue a challenge saying, hey, we could take you guys. No, destroy them in half the time.
Authors of Pain are supposed to learn from what they did. Maybe they're learning that they need the algorithm.
Could be.
You guys didn't have the algorithm this week. We cut to Ellering in his living room wearing socks, slippers, bathrobe, some boxers.
Yeah.
I told you on his little like little old school TV.
Yeah.
With his antenna. I told you guys, you don't have the algorithm. I had the plan for the Dusty Classic.
Yeah.
Now you guys can't even beat Heath Slater and Rhino.
Barely beat Heath Slater and Rhino.
You guys are going to have some real problems here.
Anyways, next, Miz TV, where he said he's going to debut some new additions to the Raw roster.
Mm-hmm.
And he does, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
All right, you got this one right.
I did.
Yep.
And they were all celebrating. It was actually really fun. You can tell those guys were actually having a genuinely good time celebrating in the ring.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn especially was jumping all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Miz said that now, with the five of them together, they were going to run roughshod over Raw. They were the Avengers of Raw. And Kevin Owens did a... His Hurricane Helms pose.
Yeah.
It was great stuff. Kurt Angle comes out and says, no, there was a match last week. One spot left on Raw. Owens versus Zayn. Whoever won got that spot. Nobody won. Therefore, they weren't hired. And then Miz says, au contraire, produces an email. Sami Zayn reads it, puts some reading glasses on. It was a nice touch. And this email read, essentially, Stephanie McMahon is hiring Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn because it's what's best for Raw.
Yeah, to spite Kurt Angle, essentially.
Yes. And then Kurt Angle, you know, he was standing up there reacting to it, and he just kind of said, yeah, I can't do much about that now, but Miz, you're going to SmackDown.
Yeah, and Miz said, okay, fine. You know what, Kurt Angle? We're going to take... meaning him and the Mistourage, we're going to take SmackDown Live from being the clear B show to being the A show, the most must-see TV show. And Kurt Angle says, tranquilo, what is this wee business?
It's just you, Miz.
It's just you, Axel, and what's his face?
Bo Dallas are staying here. It was great when Kurt Angle was reacting. He actually said, okay, I can't do much about that, but say goodbye to Miz.
Yeah, that was good. No, it was a good segment. I liked it. And he also said that to sort of say goodbye to the Miz, they're going to have a 10-man tag team main event
yes.
consisting of They're going to be fighting Finn Balor, Seth Rollins, Braun Strowman,
Bobby Lashley, and a mystery partner.
A person debuting on Raw.
Yes.
Debuting on Raw.
After that, we had a Bray and Matt Hardy promo. Bray's so not into this.
Yeah.
He's so not into this.
And I don't blame him.
No.
It's just, there's no...
He was leading his own family. Now he's the clear number two.
Yeah, I know, man. To like a dude who's like 40 years old.
I know.
And has kind of a semi-comedy gimmick.
I know. I feel like Matt Hardy's limp is getting worse.
It's them hips, man.
I know. He's got tight hips.
Those hips. He runs like his hips don't.
But he's always ran that way. It's worse now, but he always ran that way. He always has.
Like
he has tight hips or a tight lower back.
Yeah.
Which, given his career, makes perfect sense.
No, I know. God.
But just Bray's gone from leading his own family to being the number two to Matt Hardy.
Yeah. I just want them. I mean, they're going to win these tag titles.
Oh, yes.
T-Bar's probably going over, huh?
They could.
SmackDown. Anyways, this was the Revival versus Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy.
Pretty short match.
There was some decent teamwork with Bray and Matt. There was some really good teamwork, of course. Yeah. Oh, and T-Bar was on commentary, too.
Yeah. Their kind of new take on the Twist of Fate was decent, where Bray gets, in this case, Scott Dawson, kind of like a wheelbarrow position. Hardy drops Twist of Fate.
Mm-hmm.
A little extra oomph on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they pick up the win.
I think my thing is, you've got the woken Matt Hardy, the broken Matt Hardy, whatever you want to call him. I kind of just want, like, I wish they'd go back to the Hardy compound. Maybe they're just saving it for, like, you know, big moments. I do hope they have plans to do it again.
Well, I mean, since Matt and Bray are on their expedition of gold, maybe they'll do another tag team Apocalypto type deal.
That could be.
Maybe at SummerSlam or Money in the Bank or something.
Yeah.
Or leading up to it, since they seem intent on not airing that stuff at pay-per-views.
Right.
Next, The Bar was backstage. They were approached by Breezango, and they were handing out fashion violation tickets.
Uh-huh. They had a couple to give to The Bar, and The Bar, you know, flipped their lids over that one, so they're very upset. But yeah, Breezango now on Monday Night Raw.
That's cool.
Yeah, given how many tag teams made the leap, I mean, I hope that's good for them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. We're going to have a lot of thinking to do. We're going to do winners and losers for Count Out this week.
Mm-hmm.
It might be one episode. It might be two episodes.
Depending on how things shake out tonight. 40 people roughly switching brands, and, you know, we can find 10 winners and 10 losers.
Yeah, I think so. So we'll see where they end up.
You got to think the Revival got to be going over to SmackDown.
I was going to say, Miztourage, I kind of want to put them on both lists. Because at this point, they get to be on their own, assuming they stay as a tag team. But at the same time, they're not going to have The Miz to be with on TV every week. So I kind of feel like that's both.
Yeah.
There's a preview for you.
Yeah, perchance. Yeah. Perhaps. Next, Kurt Angle was backstage. In walks Ronda Rousey. I don't know what's going on. I was watching this, and then I had like a glitch on my recording. I didn't see the last bit of this when Natalya came in.
Oh, Natalya said it was kind of... So Natalya was acting face. She said, "This is a clean slate for me." She said, "I just want to be here and prove to you, Kurt, and everybody here that I am the best there is, best there was, best there ever will be." And then Ronda kind of gave her a side glance. She gave her side eye. And then Natalya said, "Well, maybe the second best there is, was, ever will be," with sort of a laugh. I'm thinking to myself, nah, man, if you're here on Raw, you need to be the best. You need to say you are the best.
Yep.
You need to say, "Hey, Ronda, put you in the sharpshooter, make you tap out."
Mm-hmm.
But they were being chummy, so that
I think they've trained before.
Yeah,
I think so. They are chummy.
Yeah. So next up we had
Ember Moon versus Mickey James.
Maybe the best Eclipse sell I've ever seen in fantastic. My entire life.
It was up there with The Rock selling the stunner, or Scott Hall selling the stunner.
Mickey James is great. So yeah, Ember Moon versus Mickey James. Solid match. Nia Jax on commentary.
Alexa was supposed to be, but she didn't show up. She was backstage, did a brief little interview promo type deal
where she accused Nia Jax of being a bully, and she used that word many, many times to enforce the fact that she is now playing victim, you know, calling Nia Jax a bully. Nia Jax, of course, called BS on that.
Yep.
During all that, this really decent match was going on. Like I said, Mickey James did this Eclipse sell that was just out of this. It was like she flipped all the way over.
Yeah.
And Moon had to grab her, pull her away from the ropes, get the pin in the middle of the ring.
That was great.
Yeah, it was really good. I think I'm glad they're taking this tact with Ember Moon, just sort of showing off what she could do in the ring before they dive into character stuff.
Oh, I know.
Next up, we had Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn backstage, And they were saying, you know, I'm not sure how we're going to prepare for this. Kurt Angle's just throwing us this match where there's a mystery opponent, all these other guys. And then Miz shows up and he's like, you know, guys, we need to make sure. Essentially, he says, this is my Raw finale. We have to make sure it's must see. And they had noted that Miz Taraj were kind of discussing things amongst themselves before Miz was.
Yeah, and they made it kind of seem like they were distraught over the fact that Miz was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
However, at the end of the main event, that might not have been the case.
Right.
Next, Dolph Ziggler comes out. And we're thinking, great. Dolph
is still
on Raw.
They're still doing the
thing. I don't
get
that.
It doesn't even make sense anymore. Sense.
So he comes down the ring, drop a promo. He's interrupted by Titus Worldwide.
And they try to pitch him on joining Titus Worldwide. I actually think that I wish that he would have joined.
Same.
Dolph would have been great in Titus Worldwide.
It was a very intriguing pitch. I thought it was pretty convincing. Dolph at moment seemed interested.
Intrigued.
However, he said, one thing I've learned is when I come back to Raw, is that I'm not going to come alone. Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
In a bit of a surprise, not that you show up on Raw, but you show up on Raw in that role, comes out, attacks Titus Worldwide from behind. Him and Dolph have forged some sort of partnership, so we get heel, kind of, Drew McIntyre in his debut.
It's heel.
To a massive pop.
No,
yeah, it is a heel. But to a pretty good pop.
Yeah.
Some McIntyre chance.
Yeah.
And at first, I was like, oh, no, this is bad. This is bad for Drew. Until I saw him and Dolph work together as a team. That Claymore-Zigzag combo was great.
Yeah, look good.
That bit where Drew put Titus in the corner and Dolph super kicked him, that was great. So if we're going to see, I'm guessing what's going to happen is they're going to have them be a team. At some point, Drew is going to get fed up with Dolph. Their breakup is going to lead to a face turn for Drew, and hopefully he'll actually get a proper push at that point.
Yeah.
He really should have debuted in a high-profile role.
Well, here's kind of the problem is that you're bringing in all these guys who are kind of, you've got Bobby Lashley, and I don't know if it's too soon for him just to hop to SmackDown, but I think he'd be a great SmackDown addition.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure how they're going
to. It kind of felt like they needed to put Lashley on one show, Drew on the other.
Right. Because you've got all these like big alpha dudes, you know, and it's like, I feel what you're saying in terms of Drew putting him with Dolph and then maybe, you know, having a decent team together.
I mean, knowing how congested right now, even after the shakeup, the main event scene is going to be on Raw. You know, they got to find storylines for everybody. And if that's the story they go with, and as long as it doesn't take a year to develop.
Yeah.
All right.
So here's my thing, though. I get the feeling that Big Cass is going to debut on SmackDown
mm-hmm.
tonight.
Mm-hmm.
This really should have been Big Cass.
Yeah.
Because he could, yeah. It works. He's young.
Yeah.
It works perfect because, I don't know, it makes a million. Drew shouldn't be rolling with somebody else somebody who you could perceive as like a puppet master type guy.
Yeah, I know.
Because this feels like Dolph is introducing his hench guy.
I know.
As opposed to them being equal. Drew should be rolling by himself.
Yep.
Cass is used to having somebody else with him.
I will say this. Whatever. Usually when Dolph does his best work, it's when he's teamed up with somebody.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Big E, AJ Lee. Yeah.
Even going back to him and Vicky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Usually when he has someone to kind of play off against, he does his best work.
Yeah, and I mean, you don't want to just throw Drew onto Raw as regular face Drew because it's already too congested. So, yeah, I mean, there's hope to be optimistic that, okay, they have a six-month plan here, which is going to culminate, like you said, in Drew going face. And then on top of that, I'm not going to say he's older, but he's certainly older than a guy like Cass, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just coming off an injury. Maybe they're putting him with Dolph just to see, okay, well, let's
see. Give him some time to rehab.
We don't want to give him a big push right now.
That could be.
It is kind of interesting. Like, Raw just feels very sprawling right now the way it is. And I know we've got the Superstar Shakeup tonight, so they're going to let off some pressure there. But, yeah, having Lashley especially has been kind of weird because they're just sort of, he's out there. And
he's in this maybe feud with Elias.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Weird limbo kind of thing. Not really in a story, but yeah, maybe with Elias. So I don't know. Again, I feel like Drew could be on either a loser or winner list. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we had Chill Roman. This was the chillest we've seen Roman, I think,
in
a little while.
He had his Under Armour pants, his cutoff shirt. He had a necklace on.
Yeah, is he usually wearing a gold chain? I think this is the first time I've noticed this.
Yeah, I think he had a bracelet, too.
Did he?
Yeah.
It's just, it's days away from him having the old school Uso shirt
mm-hmm.
and the Zubaz
shorts and a pair of Jordans. Yep.
Man, just like we do. Anyways, he came out and
he seemed so checked out.
Oh, you think he seemed checked out?
Yeah, he did.
Maybe.
He seemed really checked out.
I mean, dude, if you came into work and you're supposed to be like top performer guy and you're
arguably the most important day of your entire career.
Yeah.
When you're finally getting the moment that you've been essentially promised for 3 years, and then that you know, right before the show starts effectively, they say, "We're going to push that a little bit longer."
Yeah.
That's got to be disheartening.
Yeah.
I would see why you become somewhat disillusioned by the whole thing.
I don't know if he cares that much.
I mean, it's his job. I would hope so.
No, you would hope so. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's like Scott Hall saying, you know, he was never a mark for having the belt. I don't know if Roman really cares. I think it could be, I mean, we might be splitting hairs here. Not so much, hey, we're pushing this thing that you had been promised. It's, I come into work and I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
That could be it too.
Especially, you know, when you're, and granted, I know Roman's probably main eventing all the house shows already, but when you're the champ and you main event the house shows, that's a little bit more of this.
No, And it's, I'm saddled with, you know, you want me to be the face of the company, but you're making these decisions on a whim. I was notified, the biggest title in the company, and I was only notified that I wasn't going to be in my hands.
Day of, yeah.
The day of, the biggest event of the year, in the main event. You decided that and told me on Sunday. If there's any reason he's checked out, I would think that's at least or it could be what you're saying. I mean, there were those pictures of him getting really emotional about retiring Undertaker last year. So I think he does care. I think it'd be difficult to do that if you don't care.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it's all fake belts and stuff. So I'm not sure if he really cares.
Well, I'm not sure he really cares about having the belt. It's what comes with the belt.
Yeah.
It's the, you know, main eventing the shows.
More booze for him.
And yeah. And, but more money, too. So.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, regardless, it's a chaotic. Well, I'm not gonna say chaotic.
Well, it is because Rusev was gonna take on Undertaker at largest Royal Rumble. Then he wasn't. Now he is again.
Chaotic situation. It's a chaotic situation. Samoa Joe came out and he ran him down and said, "Let's take a look at this clip show that I put together."
Yeah.
And it was his WrestleMania recap.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Several WrestleManias. It was, it was all the times that Brock Lesnar essentially beat up Roman Reigns, going all the way back to WrestleMania 31.
Samoa Joe saying essentially, "You can't get the job done," and Roman Reigns said, "That none of that had to do anything with you. So get your fat, lazy ass down here and catch these hands." He called him a fat, lazy ass. I was cracking up. I thought that was hilarious. You didn't like it?
Well, Roman always resorts to kind of the easy insults.
Oh, come on, man. Because here's the thing. Samoa Joe's round. He's a badass.
Oh, yeah.
And I love Samoa Joe. Don't get me wrong. I think he's great.
I'm not necessarily relating it strictly to that. It's just, like, whenever Roman typically wants to insult somebody, he just calls him a bitch, you know?
Yeah.
It just seems, it's not creative.
No, it's not.
And like, Joe, on the other hand, is exceptionally creative and really clever.
I've just never heard anybody refer to Samoa Joe as a lazy fat ass. And that juxtaposition is just kind of funny to me. It just is. I don't know why.
I feel like Roman, when it comes to his insults, is pretty lazy.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I don't disagree. It was just kind of shocking to hear him say that to Samoa Joe. Like, I would never call someone. I mean, he's round. I don't think I mean, he is probably what people consider fat.
Who would win?
I don't think he's lazy at all.
Who would win in a real fight between Samoa Joe and Roman Reigns? Samoa Joe whip his ass, man.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
So I think Samoa Joe has some actual MMA training.
Does he?
I think so.
You don't think Roman Reigns does?
I doubt it.
I don't know. I think Roman Reigns is probably kind of a tough-ish guy.
Maybe. I just feel like Samoa Joe.
You're probably right about that. I'm not trying to be contrarian or anything.
No, I know. I mean, you're trying to weigh the pros and cons of each competitor, yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Just my gut tells me that Samoa Joe would just...
Mine probably does, too.
Beat the heck out of him in the end.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it'd be competitive for a little bit, but like I said, I think...
I was always surprised. Didn't Jericho, like, didn't he schoolboy Goldberg for realsies? That always kind of surprised me, because Jericho's just a pro wrestler. I don't think he's had, like, actual MMA.
Well, I don't think at that point Goldberg had either. This is back during Goldberg's first WWF run. I don't think at that point, because I think he didn't really get into the MMA stuff till after he left WWF. Yeah. WWE, sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. It's always, I'll put it this way. it's always kind of surprising to me when you hear certain stories about certain guys.
Oh, I know.
And so I don't know. Maybe Roman could take him.
It's entirely possible. That's what my gut tells me.
Yeah. I mean, I'll put it this way. Samoa Joe has built up a reputation to at least make me think to give that he would get the benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
Sure. Because that's how I'd lean.
Yeah.
But I always have to stop and think, well, I don't know. Maybe Roman Reigns is a badass. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
No, I don't know. I just thought it was just kind of shocking to me that anybody would call Samoa Joe lazy and fat. I thought it was funny. He said, come on down here and get beat up. And Samoa Joe started to walk down, turned around, thought about it, took off his towel, started to walk back down, said, no, I'll take
you. Do it on my time.
Backlash.
Yeah.
Picked up his towel and walked away. So I don't know. Did Roman Reigns seem checked out? I don't know. He wasn't.
Maybe that's why I feel like, at least in that moment, that Joe would win, because Roman just seems so checked out.
Yeah.
Maybe. He seems so checked out.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll say this, though. Roman Reigns has got to have some tough skin.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, you know, figuratively speaking.
Mental toughness, yes.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that.
I think that probably translates in a shoot fight.
It could. But as you said, Samoa Joe is definitely has the reputation of being a tough guy.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
And I mean, that probably, you know, has some effect on how I perceive the outcome of that battle.
No, me too. I just have to sort of, you know, hold that off and just think, give it some actual thought. I want to give Roman Reigns the benefit of thought. Next up, we had Mandy Rose versus Natalia.
Short match. Natalia reversed Mandy Rose's knee into a sharpshooter. Mandy taps out. Sonya Deville attacks. Mandy attacks as well. Ronda Rousey comes out to make the save. Absolution flees of the ring until they talk a little bit. Sonya Deville is like, I got this. Gets back of the ring and gets pummeled by Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, she tries to get in some punches, some like MMA-style punches. Ronda Rousey counters with some punches and a really cool like
takedown type
judo takedown or something, whatever it is. It looked really good.
Yeah.
Looked really good. I don't know. If we do our re-predictions, I'm thinking Absolution's actually going. I think they had a really great mentor in Paige. They might have them go over to SmackDown as well to like continue that mentorship, if not on camera, obviously, maybe behind the scenes. Maybe this is the one opportunity to see Sonya Deville and Ronda Rousey.
No, I think this will be a tag match.
You think it's going to be a tag match?
Yeah, it's going to be Absolution against Ronda Rousey and Natalya.
Maybe you're right. Let's see here. Next up, we got...
I could be completely wrong. An announcement that Baron Corbin...
Hey!
I'm Raw now.
You can't spell Raw without...
Baron
Corbin.
Corbin
W.
Spell name now.
Spell
B-A-R-A-W-N.
Baron Corbin.
Can we please...
Baron is war.
Can we please make that on Steven Larson Book Raw?
Yeah.
Bring him to Baron. Raw themed.
Yeah. Baron is war.
Hey.
Monday night Baron.
Oh, wait. Us Championship is now on Raw. I can be
us Raw champion.
I don't know how to say continental champion. So
I can
say
that too someday.
Us. What? Okay, so I thought he was going to be the mystery man at the end.
Yeah, I thought that too.
What? Because he's getting like tweener responses these days.
Yeah, no.
When he's on TV. Why did they give him a video package? Was it to make it more special when he does show up?
Maybe. I understand not having everybody show up night of, because that's just too much. But he's a major name.
He's a big name.
You'd think he would show up in some capacity to beat somebody up or give someone an end of days or be this mystery fifth partner.
Right.
I don't know.
Got a video package, though. One thing I didn't notice. Did you remember if the video package had any motorcycle riding in it?
No.
No, as in you didn't notice or
no?
No, I
not that I recall. Okay. I wasn't specifically paying attention, but I don't recall any motorcycle.
I just saw a lot of black and white pictures of him.
Yeah.
Like moving.
There's a couple end of days in it.
Okay.
Right. Mostly action.
Hey.
Action now.
Hey.
After that, we had Breezango versus Theebar. Again, my DVR messed up, so I only caught the end of it.
It's all you really needed to see.
Where Tyler Breeze, after getting beat up for a while, pinned Cesaro via roll up after Fandango pulled Sheamus off the apron.
Yeah.
After that, Elias gave an interview to Rachel Young. and saying that he's not going to perform. He only does high-profile shows now. He's not going to perform in a place like Hartford, Connecticut.
Scumbag city.
Yeah.
Scumbag town.
But he said, however, that he'd be willing to give Rachel Young a private performance.
Yeah.
So he starts, and Renee's like,
well, oh. he said, but you just have to do a couple things first. Silence your cell phone. And wait, what's the other one? Hold your applause for later.
Yeah.
And she said, I don't want to do it. And he said, and shut your mouth.
Yeah. And he starts playing.
And then she kicks it back to Michael Cole.
Oh, it was great.
That was awesome. That was so good.
Which brought us to our main event. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Miz, Curtis Axel, and Bo Dallas taking on Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, Bobby Lashley, Seth Rollins, and the mystery fifth partner, Glorious Bob Roode.
Rusev tweeted out, now there are two Bobs on SmackDown. Which one do you think they're going to make change his name?
I know, that was great.
Now there are two Bobs on Raw. Right?
I know, that was
Raw.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Fun match. In the end, the Miz is going for the hot tag with the Miztourage in the corner, and they just walk out on him.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's probably what they were discussing in the locker room, not
yeah.
how broken up are we about Miz leaving, is how badly are we going to hose, screw over Miz on the way out the door.
They got to look ahead to the future, man.
Yeah, they got to look out for the Miztourage.
They're going to start a wrestling podcast now.
Could be. Anyways, Braun pins Miz, not after a choke slam, as I noted here, but a power slam, although he did give Miz a rough-looking chokeslam.
Mm-hmm.
So, faces win.
Mm-hmm.
How many of these five on the face team are going to SmackDown?
Bobby Roode.
No, Bobby Roode just came from SmackDown.
Seth Rollins. I feel like if Lashley was going to go, he just would have showed up on SmackDown next night. So, Seth.
Seth and Finn.
I have a really hard... You keep on saying Finn.
Seth, Finn, Club are all going over.
Okay, here's the thing. I would love for that to be the... I think the Club's going over. I would love for that to be the case. I would love for...
Corey Gray said the word Bullet Club.
He said, Bullet Club is for everyone!
And there was about three beats of silence. And then Michael Cole says, you mean Balor Club, right?
I think you mean Balor Club. He's like, that's what I meant to say. I have a speech impediment today. Whoa. I mean, I can just imagine...
Oh, Vince turning bright red, losing his mind backstage.
Exactly. Bullet Club. Hey, if you're going to do it big.
Oh, I know.
If you're going to do it, make a Corey Graves size hole in the wall when you run through it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you see what Finn tweeted in response?
No, what did he say?
He says, for life, for real, for everyone.
Real. Wait, did he tag Corey Graves?
Yeah.
Yes, that's great.
It was fantastic.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Here's a list of other competitors.
It's such a stupid, silly situation.
Oh, I know.
You know? Them trying to just rip off Bullet Club.
I know, and it's an easy slip.
It is. It totally is.
Also going to Raw. Not going in Raw, going to Raw. Mojo Rawley.
And Zack Ryder.
Chad Gable. The Ascension. And Mike Kanellis.
Yeah.
They're all heading to Raw. Surprise, no Ty Dillinger.
Well, they can't send everybody. So that means Curt Hawkins is definitely going back over to SmackDown.
No, you think so?
That's it. Because Mike Kanellis and Curt Hawkins are the same person.
Well, they occupy the same space in the card, I guess.
They're the same people. All right, so...
Before we take questions, do you want to predict...
Yeah.
Some altered predictions of who's going to head to SmackDown?
Whoa, desktop audio, chill out. Okay, hold on. Let me bring up... Oh, man. Oh, did you hear about this?
What?
Oh, wait, no. Oof.
What?
Southwest flight makes emergency landing. Diverted to Philadelphia after passenger says the aircraft lost one of its engines.
Yee. That's kind of what we went through when we were taken off from Houston. They had to turn
around. That's right, yeah.
Because one of the engines gave out.
We didn't get a CNN front page. Let's see here. Raw roster. List.
Let's see here.
Go, man. Let's do this.
Come on, man.
What the heck?
Why is your stuff being so slow?
I don't know. It's annoying.
I already have it up.
All right. Okay, so a really dumb one, a really silly one, is going to be Kane. Kane will go to SmackDown.
You think Kane's going to
SmackDown? And it's
going to
be so non-consequential.
All right.
I think that's happening. Put me down for Seth. The club. Look, here's the thing. I would love for all of Bullet Club to be. I want AJ, Club, and Finn. Mm-hmm. I would love that so hardcore. I just don't think Finn's going to go over.
All right.
I think they're going to, because there's so many, I think I could see them splitting up Titus Worldwide. I think Apollo's going to go back to SmackDown.
All right. I'd be surprised if all of Titus went to SmackDown.
Main roster.
I mean, like the women's division on Raw is humongous right now.
Cass on SmackDown.
Oh, yeah.
Dean Ambrose is going to re-debut on SmackDown.
Well, he's not going to re-debut tonight, though.
Yeah, I think
he's
he
still
is.
Hurt.
No, he'll come back. I think he's probably good by now.
We it haven't heard. It was 9 months. He's supposed to be out.
6 to 9. Let's see here. The Thebar's going over because they ate the pin yesterday. They're gone. The club.
You already said that.
Elias.
Oh, you think Elias is going?
Yeah. Because like the Ascension. Yeah, you already mentioned the Ascension's on Raw now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here.
I still feel like it's possible that Braun could go over there.
That would be huge.
Oh, I know. It'd be massive.
That would be huge. I guess it's possible, but
yeah,
I wouldn't. I'm
saying
not,
Braun.
Okay, I'm not going to put any bets on that.
That's going to feel like everybody that was in that tag match that wasn't Bob Roode or Bobby Lashley is heading over to SmackDown. That was their goodbye.
Asuka is going there.
Yeah.
I know you already mentioned that, but I'll put Asuka in there.
I think Asuka and Bayley.
Yeah, I mean, you get points. I won't get points if I say Bayley, but yeah, you're right. It's going to be Bayley.
Although I'd be surprised they sent Alexa and Mickey James over instead of Bayley.
Did we ever get? No, we never. Did we ever get? No, we never got Alexa and Charlotte. Did we?
I don't think so.
That'd be cool if they kept Bayley and Sasha Banks both on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like they're still going to do something with this Alexa Bliss Nia Jax. I mean,
yeah,
I know they got to blow off.
Well, they can do that. They can have the rematch or I guess it'd be Backlash. Yeah, and mm-hmm. then have like loser goes to SmackDown or something like that. But how many
do I have?
You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
God.
And I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and I have 10 as well.
Wow. So we're not even like scratching the surface.
I don't expect SmackDown to get 19 people, but I would think at least 15.
All right, we'll put the rest of Titus Worldwide. So that'll get me to what?
It'll get you to 12.
That'll get me to 12.
Yeah, I think that's possible. I'll do the same. So that's gets me to 13, actually.
I'm going to say Absolution goes over because the entire Riot Squad came over. So I'm going to say Absolution goes. They might have a match at Backlash. That might be the tag match,
that
and then they
be.
Can just go their
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
So I'll say Absolution goes over. Didn't they come out to Paige's music yesterday?
Yeah. They might just not have their own theme yet. And they might just keep her theme.
So that's my prediction.
I'm going to say Gold Dust.
Yeah, Gold. I just saw his name, Gold Dust.
And then,
oh, and Almas is coming up. I'm going to say Almas is coming
Almas
up.
Is
That's got to be a certainty. That's got to be a flipping certainty, man.
Yeah.
Are you still going to stick with Sanity?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be a massive get for
Yeah, that'd be huge.
SmackDown.
That'd be huge.
I mean, it could be Sanity and Almas for all I know. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. And you'd have one.
Well, hold on
two,
a second.
Three,
did you just
four.
Count Sanity as one?
No, I guess I did.
That puts you at like 19,
six, seven,
I think.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 17.
That puts you at 17.
Yeah, that's close enough. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. You got to be at 15.
I'm at 15. I'll put Sanity on mine too. That might be wishful thinking though. Two call-ups.
I know.
So, yeah.
Although Raw got AOP, Ember Moon, and Drew McIntyre. That's three call-ups.
We got Iconics. And then
oh, Iconics.
SmackDown got Iconics.
On SmackDown, yeah, and that's it. That's all they got
last week.
That's all they had last week.
Gee whiz, man.
I know. I know, man.
You might be right, man. SmackDown might just get like, you know,
five people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyways, let's answer some questions.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second.
What?
Oh, no. I guess we'll do that. We'll do that when we debut, when we bring back, because we should be getting internet either this week or next week.
Chat trivia.
Yeah, chat trivia.
We have new trivia.
So we've got the new trivia game over there.
Yeah. Nemo, how will they book Asuka now that her armor is gone? Now that she's lost.
Now that she's, yeah, her streak is gone. Well, I feel like she's going to go, I feel like because, especially because of Raw, I feel like she's got to show up on SmackDown. Plus, mm-hmm. we've heard that she's going to be a SmackDown event. So she'll show up tonight.
Yeah, she'll be on SmackDown.
And I feel like they'll do kind of the dual alpha thing with her and Charlotte. You know, they'll probably tag team some a little bit, but they'll keep them away from each other for as long as they can. If they're going to be chasing Carmella.
Yeah, and I do think if they do have a match, it's not going to have a title involved. So if Asuka can get her win back over Charlotte, it's not going to be for the belt, though.
Mm-hmm.
Unretired Dwayne Nix. Is it too early to call up Velveteen Dream to either Raw or SmackDown? It's too early for them to call him up to SmackDown. If they're going to send him to SmackDown, he needs to be much more established as a character. So in hopes that creative on SmackDown won't screw it up.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. And I do think it's too early. I think there's too many dream matches in NXT that there's at least the Ricochet thing that they need to do.
And it'd be great if they came full circle on the Aleister Black feud.
I know, I agree. I want Velveteen Dream to take that NXT title off him. But if rumors are correct, they might want him up on main sooner than later.
Mm-hmm. Bronze grappling hook. Power rank Steve's impressions of WWE wrestlers. What's your favorite impression of it's got to be Undertaker right now.
It's either Taker or Baron. Baron's so much fun to do because you and I will talk for like we'll do Baron together for like a good minute of complete gibberish.
Yeah. I have good voice.
Hey.
It's fun to talk like Baron.
I'm us champion. You're not Raw.
Well, that's an interesting question. The top-notch Super Beast Slow Wolf, do you feel that social media makes you like certain wrestlers more?
Yes.
I personally feel a stronger appreciation for their work the more I get to see their natural personalities. Yes.
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 Rusev is probably the best example of that.
Although, wildly entertaining.
Yeah. Like, it sort of just, it validates.
Perfect example of that.
Chuck Taylor. Yeah.
And Trent.
Yeah.
Because they don't get a whole lot of opportunities to show off their personality a ton. Yeah. You know, either New Japan or I don't know about Ring of Honor,
mm-hmm.
but if you follow them on Twitter, they're funny dudes.
It also really super humanizes guys like Okada,
mm-hmm.
who like, you know, granted, you know, obviously I don't speak Japanese. I see these promos that he does and I can get his body language and everything. But then when I see him interacting with those guys, with Chuck Taylor and other people, it really humanizes him, you know, So, I think social media goes a long way. Mm-hmm. It can go a long, long way.
Mm-hmm. Bear and the Cat, taxidermist. With NXT call-ups becoming a yearly thing, at what point does the main roster become overswollen with talent? Turnover is not so dramatic that spots are being made off as so often, I feel. Yeah, it's going to get to the point where main roster is going to feel completely congested.
I feel like this, at some point we're going to need some... You know, we in our show, in our Steven Larson book Raw thing... We did a losers leave WWE where like guys, you know, Brock, Cena, Randy Orton, dudes like Dolph Ziggler, they're just going to have to get phased out.
Mm-hmm.
If you want like some freshness. I mean, I love Bobby Lashley. I'm a little bit surprised. I mean, I know that, look, I think WWE, they'd prefer just let's get all the talent that we really like.
And if we have too much, we'll worry about that later.
We'll worry about it when we get to that point. I get that. But man, especially with this new TV deal, if they're going to go down to 2 hours, something's got to give at some point.
I know. Embryonic reflection with Daniel Bryan recently coming back from concussion injuries. Do you think we could ever see Corey Graves back in the ring? How would he fare as a WWE superstar?
Hold on. Did we mention when Kurt Angle told The Miz that Daniel Bryan specifically asked?
No, we didn't. He still has some sway over on SmackDown. Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Oh, I know.
I mean, that's a huge mark out thing.
Oh, I know.
We get that.
That's the feud of the summer right there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Anyways, I'm sorry. What was the question?
Corey Graves, back in the ring.
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. I mean...
It would largely depend on his... Whether he could... So it depends on a lot of things. I don't know what his brain test look like in comparison to Daniel Bryan. I don't know if he has the means or the availability to do all the things that Daniel Bryan does in terms of like the hyperbaric chamber, all that stuff. My understanding is that Daniel Bryan traveled around the country a lot to see doctors to get treatment. And I don't know if Corey Graves has the ability to do all that based on schedule or whatever, you know?
You also have to think that there would have had to have been one of the most remarkable things about Corey Graves is the fact that he was able to seemingly, and I don't know the guy, emotionally and mentally come to the realization that what he's been doing for the past, I think like 9 or 12 years or whatever it was, is done with. And he embraced his next new role.
And that's what I was going to mention next.
And he's done it in such a way that, in my opinion, he is well on the way to being one of the all-time greats at that position.
Yes.
And so I would think that trying to think, man, do I really want to start down the path where I'm opening up a massive old wound that he that seems to have healed so perfectly? You know, and that's on top of everything you just said, which is completely valid because
I mean, Daniel Bryan has been very vocal since he had to retire about his desire to get back in the ring. I don't recall ever hearing Corey Graves saying anything about it.
Well, you know, once you're told, hey, you know, this isn't going to happen again. I mean, there's no reason for people to think, oh, well, maybe it could happen. Daniel Bryan just started, you know, exploring every option seemingly out of desperation.
Yeah.
And finding that it worked. And, you know, even the science now versus when, you know, 4 years ago when Corey Graves had to retire, it's seemingly come a long way.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, maybe he has given some more thought to it. I would just think that a guy who has mentally and emotionally gotten to the place where he's completely and totally immersed himself in this new role to the point where he is so good at it.
Yeah.
I would think
it'd be hard to step away.
It'd be hard to, like, look backwards, you know? So,
Aaron Smith watching Jinder versus Jeff Hardy was honestly the first time I could say I've truly enjoyed a Jinder match. Was wondering if you guys thought sometimes it just takes the right kind of opponent to enjoy someone's match, and who are some other performers that you that were more enjoyable with the right opponent? Thanks, friendos.
Well, anytime anybody gets in the ring with AJ Styles, that person is probably going to have the best match of their careers.
Yeah.
And Jinder was the same way, like the AJ versus Jinder match.
Yeah, it was decent. Yeah,
it was decent. Yeah.
I kind of feel like, well, it's two things. One, when Jinder's forced to work a faster pace based on his opponent, they're more enjoyable matches.
Yeah, sure.
Otherwise, he works, you know,
they're sloppy or they're
deliberate,
sloggy.
Yeah, yeah, he works a very deliberate pace otherwise, like any of the Orton matches.
Yeah,
he's working
yeah.
a really deliberate pace. And yeah, it gives people the opportunity to sell and maybe tell a story, but it's not the most enjoyable experience per se. But when he's forced based on the opponent he's taking on to work a faster pace, I think he can acclimate himself really well, and the matches are more fun. I'm trying to think of someone else. There's a lot of wrestlers that happens with where their work is kind of the enjoyment of their work is at least partially, if not almost entirely, reliant on who their opponent is.
Yeah. Oh, for me, the biggest one of those is Roman.
Yeah.
When Roman is working, like, you know, with
his matches with AJ,
his matches with AJ
were great,
were fantastic. His entire program with Braun
was fantastic.
And you're looking at two guys who have literally the complete opposite styles.
Yeah.
And so, but whenever, dude, it's been, okay, Jason Jordan, another example of somebody who, number one, Jason Jordan can put on a good match with anybody, but with Roman Reigns, he had some really good matches.
Yeah.
So when Roman is paired with guys who bring something unique or just really plain good wrestling, he can come to a really good
match.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Booby Bum Bum, in light of the U.S. title win for Jeff Hardy, do you think there have been too many title switches on free TV as of late? Does this devalue the titles or the specialness of a title switch? No, I think you need to have a title switch on free TV or even a house show. Just keep things fresh.
Yeah, things get a little stale, I think.
It gets too predictable when the only time a title changes hand is on a pay-per-view.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Colin, so it looks like we're getting a heel Drew McIntyre, who's going to be Dolph's muscle. Do you think this is due to the fact that Vince doesn't think he could talk? That's how I saw it. Hmm. Or could it just be another HBK Diesel pairing?
I kind of think it's a little of neither. I don't see it as, well, okay, I guess the HBK Diesel thing might be
It makes sense. It just, with Diesel, granted, he wasn't a rookie. But WWE viewers, he was an unknown, whereas Drew, he has a pretty extensive history in the company. So it's not like Dolph's bringing in, Cass.
It's a weird thing, yeah.
Cass would have made more sense.
Cass, I think, would have made all the sense in the world.
If you're going to draw the HBK Diesel comparison.
I'm not sure if it's because Vince doesn't think that Drew can't talk. I don't really think it's that.
No, Drew is great. He's a good talker.
I think Drew's a good talker.
Yeah. Tommy T, hey, friendo. So not all superstars are going to be trainers when they retire. My question is, or who are some talents WWE will go out of their way to make trainers? He says, Brian Kendrick. I don't know if they'll go out of their way to make them trainers. I don't think they can do that. But people I'd like to see stick around as trainers. Kendrick's a good answer. Sami Zayn.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. AJ Styles.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if those guys, or even half those guys, after they stopped wrestling, started working at the Performance Center.
Yeah.
And teaching new recruits all they've learned through their years in the industry.
Let me ask you this. This is a tougher question.
Hmm.
Who is the heir apparent in terms of, like, looking at the scope of their career to William Regal? Who do you think the next William Regal is going to be? He's such kind of a unique figure, mm-hmm. you know? Like, somebody who... this computer's killing my soul right now. In that he's always been really, really good. He's always been, like, one of the best wrestlers. He's always been a fantastic promo guy.
Yeah.
You can always tell how smart he was behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
He aged amazingly. I think his last match was only a couple of years ago in NXT, against Cesaro. Adam Pacitti tweeted out a promo of his from NXT prior to that match, and it was so flipping good.
Yeah,
it
man, he's great.
So good. It was like almost Shakespearean. I'm trying to think, because I don't have an answer off the top of my head. I'm sure we can both come up with one. But a guy who never reached, like, world champion status, but you always really liked his work in
Sami Zayn.
The mid-card, yeah. Could be Sami Zayn, yeah.
He's a great promo guy, great worker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he'll ever get a chance to be a world champion on the main roster, but I feel like he checks most of the boxes you listed off there.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm trying to think of somebody, like, lower on the card, though. I mean, maybe Dolph, but Dolph's been world champion before. But somebody, like, lower on the card, because Sammy, I feel, is always kind of, like, two steps away from sniffing
the world. What about someone like Kurt Hawkins? Because I know he's wrestled a ton on the indies, so I'm sure he's really well-versed in a variety of styles.
The Kurt Hawkins thing is really weird to me, because I feel like he's really good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I feel like he's got, like, a lot of charisma. He's actually a really good talker.
Yeah, he's really,
super
really comfortable. Yeah.
It's. I mean, I don't know why they saddled him with what they saddled him with.
It's a terrible gimmick.
Oh, it's a terrible gimmick.
Terrible gimmick.
Yeah.
Elias Ghoul. Hey, friendos. Drew's re-debut on Raw was very shocking because of who he aligned himself with. My question is, do you think it would have been better debuting him as a face in the main event scene as the mystery partner, or was this more of a more impactful debut? Elias says he's going to the greatest Royal Rumble, and he'll be sitting in the front seats. He's hoping to make a sign with the faces of you two, so look for it.
Nice.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Very cool.
Yeah, I thought it would have been great if Drew had been the mystery fifth partner. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, no, I agree. I just kind of wonder him and Bobby Lashley just check off a lot of the... If it's like NXT Drew, him and Bobby Lashley check off so many boxes, you know? Jack dudes, both alphas. Manly guys.
Super athletic.
I know. I feel like they're just the same person, basically. So, yeah, I don't know. Didn't they have a thing? Did they have a thing when Drew was in TNA? Impact, whatever they call it now.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Nathan.
Did Drew take that title off him? Anyways, go ahead, sorry.
Nathan Fitterer. I thought he beat EC3 for it.
Maybe he did.
First time Patreon asker, what are your guys' thoughts on Miz getting traded to SmackDown? Do you think his first feud will be with Daniel Bryan? Yeah.
Oh, it has to be, right?
Yeah.
It has to be. They might do like a proxy bet, like a Cold War type thing first, maybe.
Oh, that's not like they're going to have their blow-off match immediately. They're going to build
right,
to
they're going
to
have their, but they're going to be like in each other's
spheres. Who is Miz going to try to recruit on SmackDown to
hey,
be his
do you have, do you have the supersonic thing?
What?
You know the thing, like the dog whistle thing? Do you have that?
No, why?
When you can hear dog whistles? I can.
Oh.
And it popped in this ear just now. That
all
was
right.
Weird.
That's weird. Anyways, who is the Miz going to recruit on SmackDown to be his new Miztourage?
I totally was thinking, because you know how Rusev tweeted out, goodbye, buddy, see you later, buddy, to Aiden English? I thought Rusev was going to head to Raw, mm-hmm. and then when I heard that, when I saw the Miztourage weren't coming along, I was like, well, Aiden English was going to be one of them.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not going to happen now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know who. I really thought about it much.
He probably will have somebody, right?
Yeah, he's got to have somebody.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Don't think about that. He will have somebody, though.
Hey, but, you know what's kind of cool, though?
What?
Shelton Benjamin is a singles guy now.
I know.
That's really cool.
That is good.
I'm not sure how Chad Gable's going to navigate the water. Why send Chad Gable to the cruiserweights.
Oh, that'd be spectacular.
Can you imagine the matches he'd have on 205 Live?
He's going to have great matches wherever he is.
No, I know. But, man, he's going to be swimming in some thick water, like some crowded waters.
Yeah, I know. Richard Nason, with Roman, Lashley, Braun, and Seth being safe, power rank top five people or teams most likely to go to SmackDown and help beef up their depleted roster. I don't think Seth or Braun is safe.
Braun would be probably the biggest game changer.
Yeah.
I would think Braun would be a huge game changer over there.
Yeah.
And I feel like the only reason they do that is to keep him away from Roman.
Yeah.
Because, like, what else can you do with Braun? But can you imagine if they give Braun that world title? Could you imagine Braun versus AJ? How fun that match would be?
It would be spectacular. It would be tons of fun.
Give Braun that title. Just have him hold on to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're probably going to give it to Shinsuke, but still.
Yeah, no.
That could be fun.
That could be a lot of fun. GM Spud finds it exciting. Gable, Ryder, Mojo, The Ascension, and Mike Kanellis all go to Raw after the show last night, which makes 14 single stars and two tag teams, not counting Drew and the Singh brothers. How many of each will SmackDown get in return? And do you think this is a good number? So how many do we predict here? I think I predicted two 17? Tag teams.
I think we got 17.
Three tag. Oh, no. Four tag teams, including Sanity. So it'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 single stars and four tag teams for me. It's probably too many tag teams, but anyways. Starve Inc. Clothing, was I the only one bummed that Bob Roode was a mystery partner? I mean, I like him a lot and thought he should have been on Raw the entire time, but I was hoping for a bigger call-up.
For who? Wait, what?
Oh, Bob Roode. Say was
oh,
that Bob
okay,
Roode.
So what do you think in terms of how they're going to treat Bob Roode on Raw?
You know, it'd be great.
He's another guy that checks
turn
off.
Heel,
he checks off a lot of those boxes.
Turn him heel and have him kind of fill the Miz role. Turn him heel.
I kind of feel like Ginger's going to fill the Miz role.
I like Ginger, but I think heel Bob Roode has such a higher ceiling
no,
than
I
heel
agree.
Ginger.
I'm just not getting my hopes up, man. I think Vince loves the Glorious thing too much to even consider doing that. Drew took it off of Matt Hardy, and then Lashley took it off of Drew.
All right. CM Punk finds it insulting. If Roman beats Brock by escaping the cage and doesn't pin him, would that be the worst possible way for Roman to win? No. That's probably what's going to happen. I thought that, too, that he would escape the cage rather than pin Brock.
Boy, that would be a mistake. Boy, that would be it. No. Roman's pinning Brock in the middle of that cage. 1, 2, 3.
All right.
They can't do that. Do you want to shoot the guy in the leg right before he holds the Universal title?
They already did that. They've done that like 5 times
already,
man.
You want to shoot him in his other leg? Because you're right. They did already do that. Do you want to shoot him in his other leg?
I mean,
they seem
totally cool with that. I'm not Baron Corbin. He says, I just read an interview with Bret Hart in which he used the phrase, I find it insulting.
Yeah.
If he teamed up with CM Punk to form a We Find It Insulting tag team, who would join Triple H's We Find It Funny team?
Okay, so CM Punk, I find it insulting, and Bret Hart, I find it insulting.
Yeah, so they're a tag team.
Okay, they're a tag
team. So we have Triple H, I find it funny.
I find it funny.
And then we need someone else who may say, or we think would probably say, I find it funny.
Who else says I find it funny?
Or we think would.
I'll be honest, it would really surprise me if Kevin Nash never said, I find it funny.
Yeah, but I'm trying to keep the click out of it.
Okay.
That's an easy.
Because I'm pretty sure that Kevin Nash says that in every shoot interview.
Okay, yeah, that's fine then.
Because people say, you know, Diesel wasn't a draw. And because
I find it funny that he wasn't the draw.
Kevin Nash's honesty in those shoot interviews.
He drew more money than in the previous champion.
No, you know what he says? He says, you know, people say, you know, Diesel didn't draw money. Nobody's drawing money then.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I thought
it was an issue of less seats being filled, but ticket prices were slightly higher, so it was all equated.
I don't know. I just remember one time he said, nobody's drawing money then.
That's great.
Who's on team end of the day? Well, at the end of the day.
Oh, at the end of every wrestler? Stone Cold is probably top.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, okay, wait, so you were trying to keep the click out of it. Let's go that route
then.
Who else says I find it funny?
I
faded fun.
I can see like either Kevin Owens and or Sami Zayn.
Oh,
that.
Kevin Owens. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Oh, Kevin Owens has to say, I find it funny all the time.
Yeah.
I find it. I can, you know, I can't do his accent.
Yeah.
I cannot do, for the life of me, I can't do his accent. That's funny. Anyways, that's it for the show.
No, we got pay-per-view if you want to do pay-per-view.
What's pay-per-view?
It's where you quiz each other on the outcomes of old pay-per-views.
What's coming up? Backlash?
Yeah, but also the largest Royal Rumble. So let's do Royal Rumbles.
Haven't we done that already?
I'm sure we did for Royal Rumble month, but, you know, there's only eight of them we probably did, and there's
right,
more than
that. What was the one with 40 people?
2011, I think.
Did one of us do that already?
I don't know, maybe.
Because I'm going to do that one.
All right. My memory stinks, so I'll probably forget it anyways.
Okay, yeah. I've got five.
I know. Usually there's not a whole lot of matches. I'm going to do Rumble 2005. I don't know if we've done that before or not.
Okay.
Let's see how many matches I have. Although based on the poster, I feel like we have done it. I have... we did do this one.
I was going to say, that'd be an easy one for me because I saw Mania. I was at Mania 21.
Okay, I'm going 2004 now.
Damn it. Damn you. Damn you, man.
Oh, well. So you have five?
Yeah.
All right, I'll just skip the first couple matches.
Okay.
Go ahead.
In a dark match, in a singles match, Curt Hawkins, Face the Facts.
Yeah.
Versus R-Truth.
R-Truth.
Very good.
Rey Mysterio versus Jamie Noble in a match for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship.
Who went in as champion?
Rey Mysterio.
He left as champion as well. In a singles match for the World Heavyweight Championship, the champion, Edge, versus Dolph Ziggler.
Edge.
Very good. And the stipulation was, if Edge had used the spear, he would have lost the championship.
Ooh. Next, Chavo Guerrero versus Eddie Guerrero.
I'm not betting against Eddie. Eddie won.
Yeah.
Okay. Singles match for the WWE Championship. The champion, The Miz, versus Randy Orton.
The Miz.
Very good.
I might get all these, Steve. Next, in a singles match for the WWE Championship, Hardcore Holly versus Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Is that the one that Brock, like, broke his neck
know.
Or something?
I don't know.
For the WWE Divas Championship, a fatal four-way match. The champion, Natalya, defended against Michelle McCool. You love when I say that. Layla and Eve Torres.
I'm going to go with Michelle McCool.
Wrong.
Oh.
My wife did not win that. Oh. It was, in fact, Eve Torres. All right.
Next.
She's a Gracie now.
Yeah, I know. Last man standing match for the World Heavyweight Championship. Shawn Michaels versus Triple H.
You know, I find it funny that this is for the World Heavyweight Championship at the Royal Rumble. That was 2004?
Yeah.
My stomach is super growling right now. Golden Shuffle. Pedigree, I win.
Draw.
Oh, mother.
Because they went on to take on the winner of the... Oh, I shouldn't tell you that shit. Anyways, go ahead.
and then who won the 40-man Rumble?
Alberto Del Rio.
Very good.
Who won the 30-man Royal Rumble? I almost gave you a massive spoiler. I hope you weren't paying
attention.
Benoit. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You just got four.
I'm going to make one more prediction for tonight. And this is a prediction I'm going to make because I do not want it to happen.
All right.
I do not want it to happen.
All right.
But I have a terrifying feeling it might.
What?
This might happen tonight.
What?
Alberto Del Rio comes back.
Oh, no. Please, no.
I haven't heard anything. But it kind of makes sense. He was having a meeting with Triple H, with Vince, right?
Yeah.
And then he leaves Impact. No shows.
Gets fired.
Yeah. I think he's returning tonight, dude. Ugh. I know. I don't like it. Anyways, that's it for the show. Where is... Oh, I need to play... I mean, I need Hilton to play.
Yeah, play music, Hilton.
Hilton, play music. Where is it? G-A-R outro music fix. I think that's probably it. Let's turn this on. Oh, crap. There it is. There we go. That's it. That's every day's show. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, talk to you guys later.
Bye.